Did ourselves dirty. Yeah. Stamps, wait, just give me a second to just rethink what I said just now. What I said was perfect as well.
Here in Saldanha Bay, at the end of the Super 8 Festival, it has been a crazy weekend of rugby. Sefcol, who ended up being the winners, Saldanha Bay losing to them in the semi-finals. Do you think Sefcol deserved to win? And more importantly, what did you make of the whole weekend?
Saldanha Bay, beautiful place. This Easter festival, one of my favorites now on the rugby calendar, which is 360, beautiful games, tightly contested games, especially on day two and day three. Even on day one, the hosts had an insane game against the Visitors Gardens, 14-11 there. Listen, it was a fantastic setting. I had fun. The rugby was so entertaining. Triple, quadruple goose stepping forwards, it was just a spectacle. Sefcol, to answer your question, Paul Stubbs, 100 million % deserved to win. Dwai, the prop, was insane. Shane Kennedy was buck wild. Their props scrumming basically won them that final. They won 20-10. Groot Brakrivier had insane support.
Yeah.
Characters in the stands packed. A castle corner with some drinks. People were just having a good time and the crowd was loud. All the ingredients made to a sport that I absolutely enjoy. And there, being in the stand there, even though we're in the box, it was just incredible. Sefcol deserved winners. Saldanha Bay will hope for a little bit better. Visitors Gardens from Uitenhage at Gqeberha, winning the plate final, which was pretty awesome as well.
Yeah, I thought Gardens were killer, and that's the fine margins in this tournament. I mean, it's brutal. Obviously, it's a short tournament. You lose, and then you're out of the running for the finals reckoning. So you don't get to play other teams that you might fancy yourself against. But Sefcol's scrum obviously was what got them over the line. Ralph Dwai was my star of the tournament with the pick and go that he did. I only checked after the match that we were covering that he was 40 years old and a front ranker. The way that he picked up from the base of a ruck, he ran, wasn't quite 5 meters, but the acceleration was impressive. He's reminding me of Cat Williams saying that he could run, what, a 4.3 40 40. I was like that. And I actually saw a video of him, Cat Williams, he ran a 4.7. incredible stuff. Man, he doesn't just have jokes, he's got legs, people. Favorite player of the tournament besides Dwai, either of the Dwai brothers, hit me.
Rufsa, number 6, Groot Brakrivier. Red hot scrum cap, and for me he kept going up from day one.
Yeah,
I like that.
My man, Chillos Charlie. Charlie Chillos.
Fair play.
Whichever way you want to put it. For me, he's
Chillos Charlie. Buckwild.
Yeah, real savage. Also, the guy, Barnes, Willie Barnes for Sefcol. He went from 15-10. He played 10 today in the final in, challenging circumstances. What a player. Very enjoyable.
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. Terence Ludix, the boogeyman on the
now.
Wing. Way.
Now, they don't like the guys there, man.
Yeah.
DJ Corizon, one, JC.
His future's on the horizon.
Youngsters. You know what? There were a lot of youngsters.
There were a lot of youngsters.
That's what I like about this tournament as well.
It was, and like some of the good men that were next to us there who are Saldanha supporters, when I was asking them if they were going to win the semi-final against Sefcol, they knew what was up. They're like, they know what Sefcol is, and they knew that there were 19-year-olds in their team and a 20-year-old and a 22-year-old. And I mean, in club rugby, the games that you're watching on TV are obviously the cleanest of all. But when the TV cameras aren't on, people are twisting and turning.
big boys. You know what? Actually, Stubbs, can I tell you what I really enjoyed? Was the athleticism.
Yeah.
Some insane games played in some brutal heat, especially on Saturday. And there were some heavyweights doing some crazy things. There were guys in the back line, swinging the ball. Hey, come on now. Guys are weighing over 140 kilos.
Yeah. You remember Ralph Dwai today when he came on the short ball and the guy dumped?
The disappointment.
He was angry. He started swearing.
No, full-time effort. full time effort. No, it was, and that's why it was very entertaining for me.
Entertainment value is 99.95. I mean, this tournament, the first time was, I think it was in 2019, and I came to do the tournament, and it gave me like a direction in the game that I didn't know that I lacked. So tell me, you're going to be back next year, mate?
Mate, I don't know. I don't know where someone has to put their tender in for the Saldanha Super 8 Easter Festival.
Can't be
it's, but it's good times. You know what I also enjoyed was the touring sides, Raiders and Gardens. Mm-hmm. I like that. It added a bit of flavor, man. It was a nice one. Raiders actually did, I thought, also played a very different brand of rugby. There were certain things that they weren't getting right still though. Had some good moments and had some tight games. But Gardens winning that plate final, though, you had some great youngsters who were up at the Griffins, the Gouda brothers, etc., etc. So, good times.
Yeah, really enjoyable. I mean, I feel wrong to single out anybody because all of those players contributed so much to, like, the spirit of the fans and the connection with the teams is the thing that really blew my mind in 2019 with this tournament, and again now, just the crowd lives with the team, and the team is made up of people from the crowd that live in the neighborhoods with the crowd. It's just such a natural. It's exactly what it's community. It's not, you know, it's more than it's sport. It's not rugby. It's what it's meant to be. You know, it's your stadium is where your city is. It's where your community is. Your team is made up of people that live around the corner, down the road, that run shops, people that you like and dislike, and families that have histories with, you know. It's something that maybe from the outside looking in that you're like, wow. It would be quite something to be part of a rugby community like that and then be like Shulton van Wyk and go out to the Blitzbox. And then you come back
Hong
to
Kong,
this
tournament. Hong Kong. Is it Hong Kong?
Yeah, yeah,
I think he must have landed today, perhaps.
I've got to check that squad out. Yeah, the Blitzbox, you know. Not winning as many tournaments as they did in recent times, but we will be back. So Shulton van Wyk coming from here, he played at that at the Saldanha Easter Festival in 2019, then went on to train with the Blitzbox, became a Blitzbox, and went on tour all around the world, and he comes back here, and you're still part of a community that produced this. And as another player playing for Saldanha Bay, if you're young, like if you're the DJ Horizons of this world, you've got an example to look at of a guy that succeeded, you know, out of exactly where you're living, who's still proud to be here where you came from. So, like, I absolutely love it, you know. I love every moment of it.
It's good times. It's also, I mean, you can tell when it means something to the players, you know. You can. People are putting their bodies on the line. You see it all at a festival like this.
Yeah.
You've got 65 kg flanker. Shout out, Ronnie Brown. Shout out, Ronnie Brown. I see you there, Lionheart. No. Hunting and, like, you know, like stalking people and also putting his body on the line and coming away with performing jackals, you know, that some of the heavier ways, the bigger guys there, that Skunk Burger character as well, you know, able to do a little bit easier. So, for me, a festival like this is exactly what rugby should be all about. You know, it's a bit more than the game. It becomes a bit personal, but all in a very healthy space. So, I agree with you, stuff. Like, no, nice one.
My favorite nickname actually was Cannibal. Cannibal Titus. The tackle he tried to pull off today. It was in the third, fourth playoff.
And then I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. That was wild. Tiki Jacobs with the Matrix move there. No. Where's the clip? Get the clip. I don't think it. No.
The way the guy looked out the corner of his proper scrum up, he knows people want his blood.
Yeah. Peripherals, huh? Blind spot. Always. Good scrum. You check your blind spot. And Tiki Jacobs. Have a look.
Okay. Final word on the Saldanha Super 8. It was a tournament that is such a privilege to be back at. Honestly, a privilege. It feels like very lucky to be here and witness the energy. What did you think?
100%. A privilege, a pleasure, and an honor. Good times, always fun. Good people, organizers, the dignitaries that are out there, you know, you can see there's buy-in from right at the top to you know, right down at the bottom to the normal person who's a fisherman or doing whatever so many of these players actually service this area.
Boilermakers.
Amazing times. Hey, you know, welders. The list goes on and on and on. But, yeah, incredible love for the sport and a great expression and display of it over the last 5 days.
Absolutely. Delightful times. Get in there next Easter. There's only one place to be. Vescas?
It's the Vescas.
No, I believe it, man.